Welcome to the Bitcot Podcast. Today, we're doing a deep dive, a really critical one, into specialized material that comes straight from Bitcot. Specifically, we're drawing from their best-selling ebooks. And our focus, a nutritional powerhouse that I think is often misunderstood, whey protein.
That's so true. If you're someone who still, you know, pictures only bodybuilders when you hear whey protein, you are missing out on such a huge part of the story.
Right.
So our mission today is pretty clear. We want to shortcut your learning curve. We're going to unpack the full body health advantages of whey, moving way beyond just muscle.
We're talking immunity, recovery, weight management, all of it.
Exactly. We want to give you quick but thorough knowledge.
And just to be clear, we're pulling the absolute best insights from the Bitcot bestseller ebooks. Our whole goal is to give you that crucial science-backed info without any of the noise.
And if this deep dive gets you interested, and we're pretty sure it will, remember, this is just the highlight reel.
You can get the full context, all the strategies, everything. Just download the full books for a much deeper read at www.pitcot.com/books.
Okay, so where do we start? I think we have to begin with the basics.
Let's define it. We all talk about whey protein, but what is it really?
It's actually wonderfully simple.
It's the liquid that's left over after milk is turned into cheese. It's a byproduct.
Right, an ancient natural derivative. And that simple origin is kind of its superpower. What people used to see as waste is, well, it's liquid gold.
Liquid gold, I like that.
The Bitcot guides really emphasize this. That byproduct contains a protein with an exceptionally high biological value.
Which means your body just absorbs it and uses it incredibly well.
Perfectly put. It's a clean, natural, and really potent protein source.
And it's a complete protein, right? It has all 9 of those essential amino acids our bodies can't make.
All 9. Now, when you go to buy it, the material makes it clear there are 2 main types you'll see.
Okay, this is important. Let's break that down.
So first you have whey protein concentrate, WPC. It's a little less processed, so it has small amounts of fat, some carbs, and that includes lactose.
And the other one?
The other is whey protein isolate, or WPI. The isolate is processed even more to remove, well, pretty much everything else.
The fats, the carbs.
And critically, the lactose. That makes it the purest form, and it also digests the fastest. Understanding that difference now is going to make a lot of sense later on.
Excellent. Okay, with that foundation set, we have to talk about why whey got famous in the first place.
The athlete's edge.
Exactly. The athlete's edge. Why is this stuff the absolute bedrock of fitness nutrition?
It really just boils down to 2 things. Speed and signaling.
Speed and signaling.
The biggest benefit for anyone active is its incredible digestion rate. The amino acids, the building blocks, they hit your bloodstream almost right away after a workout.
So the repair process starts immediately.
Instantly.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating is the why. The Bitcot material really emphasizes that whey is packed with BCAAs, branched-chain amino acids.
But there's one that's the real star player, isn't there? The one that separates it from other proteins.
Leucine. Without a doubt, leucine is the critical ingredient.
Okay, so what does leucine do that's so special?
It's not just fuel. Leucine acts as a molecular signal. It directly activates something called the mTOR pathway.
The mTOR pathway. Okay, let me unpack that for everyone listening.
Think of mTOR as the master regulator for growth, the main switch.
Okay.
When leucine hits that pathway, it's like it fires a starter pistol for protein synthesis. It's telling your muscle cells, okay, time to rebuild, time to repair and grow, now.
So without that quick hit of leucine, the whole recovery process is just slower. Less efficient.
Frustratingly slow.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's why timing your whey intake is so important for performance.
And it's not just about starting the repair, is it? It's also protective.
Yes. This is so important. And it applies to way more people than just competitive athletes. The Bitcot sources explain how whey actively prevents muscle breakdown.
A process called catabolism.
Exactly. Catabolism. That's when your body is under stress and it starts, well, cannibalizing its own muscle tissue for fuel.
And that stress isn't just from lifting heavy weights.
Not at all. It happens during long runs, big hikes, and really significantly, it happens when you're in a calorie deficit trying to lose weight.
Ah, so taking whey then tells your body to leave that valuable muscle alone.
You're preserving your metabolic engine. You're making sure the weight you lose comes from fat, not muscle.
So it's a dual benefit. You're building lean muscle and helping your body trim fat at the same time.
That's the performance edge in a nutshell.
Which brings us perfectly to the next big point. We need to shift away from just the gym gains and talk about overall health.
Right. This is about full body wellness, not just biceps.
So take the gym out of the equation entirely. What other health benefits are we talking about here?
The non-muscle benefits are, they're substantial, especially when you look at internal health. Immunity, for instance.
The sources talk about some fascinating components like immunoglobulins and lactoferrin. What do those actually do?
This is where the PICCOM material gets really deep. Immunoglobulins are essentially antibodies. They're proteins that find and neutralize foreign invaders, like bacteria and viruses.
So by taking whey, you're literally giving your body the raw materials for its defense force.
That's a great way to put it. And then there's lactoferrin.
Right. What's its role?
Lactoferrin is this unique protein that binds to iron. And its mechanism is really clever. A lot of pathogens need iron to multiply.
Okay.
Lactoferrin grabs onto that iron, basically starving the harmful bacteria so they can't grow. It's a direct, measurable boost to your immune system.
So it's building internal resilience. And what about bone health? The sources mentioned that too.
Absolutely. This is huge, especially for older adults. Whey provides the protein needed for bone structure, but it also has peptides that can help with calcium absorption. It's a powerful tool against age-related bone density loss.
And then there are the metabolic benefits. We touched on weight management, and the key there seems to be satiety, keeping you full.
It's a huge psychological advantage. High-quality protein just takes longer to digest than carbs, so it sends strong signals from your gut that you're full. You stay satisfied for much, much longer.
Which helps you avoid that mindless snacking.
And you're preserving that muscle mass while you do it, keeping your metabolism fired up.
The guides also call it diabetes-friendly. How so?
Because it has a very low glycemic impact. It helps regulate blood sugar without the big insulin spikes you get from high-carb meals. You get a nice, steady release of energy.
Okay, and one last thing on this, a very common concern, lactose sensitivity.
You don't have to miss out. This goes back to what we said at the start. If you choose a whey isolate, the filtration process removes almost all the lactose. It's designed to be gentle.
It's clear the physical, metabolic, and immune benefits of high-quality whey are massive. Now, if you are finding this level of detail compelling and want to explore the science and strategies that form the basis of today's conversation,
remember that this comprehensive knowledge is just a distilled version of the full guides and extensive resources available to you. We really encourage you to explore the wide range of ebooks that underpin today's deep dive.
Take the next step in your wellness journey now by visiting www.pitcott.com and seeing what other expertise you can unlock.
All right, moving on. Now that we understand the why, let's talk about the who. Who is this for and how do you actually use it?
This is maybe the biggest takeaway. The versatility is incredible. It's not just for athletes.
Not even close.
It's for people looking to lose weight, people managing blood sugar, older adults trying to prevent muscle loss.
Lactose-sensitive people using the isolate.
And even people recovering from an illness or surgery, they need that easily digestible nutrition to heal faster.
It really just speaks to the fact that high-quality protein is fundamental to health, period. And in terms of safety, it's a natural food product. It comes from cow's milk. For most healthy people, it's perfectly safe.
But there's a very important safety note in the PitCott material we have to highlight.
Yes, absolutely. It's natural, but you have to be responsible. Stick to the recommended serving sizes.
Don't just eyeball it.
Please don't. The sources are clear. Consuming excessive amounts of any protein for a long time can put stress on your liver or kidneys, especially if you have a pre-existing condition.
So the rule is, check with your doctor if you have any health issues before you start.
Always.
Okay, so assuming it's safe and measured, let's get into the practical tips from PitCott. Timing seems to be everything.
It is, but it depends on your goal. Post-workout is the classic for muscle repair. But what if you're not an athlete?
Right.
The guides suggest using it in your breakfast shake. You get that high-quality protein early, which gives you slow-release energy, stabilizes your blood sugar, and prevents that mid-morning hunger crash.
I love the idea of blending it into meals, too, like oatmeal or pancakes. Does that change how well it works?
The benefit stays very high. As long as you're not, you know, cooking it at extreme temperatures, the protein remains intact. We call it stealth boosting. It's a great way to up the protein in carb-heavy meals.
What about pairing it with other foods?
Pairing is key for sustained energy. The sources recommend adding healthy fats, like a handful of nuts or some almond butter, or fiber from fruit.
And that slows down digestion.
It slows everything down just enough to give you a steady fuel release for hours instead of a quick spike and a dip.
The material also mentions rotation. Why is that important?
Rotation, so using whey a few days a week and maybe other protein sources on other days, is just about giving your system, especially your digestive system, some variety. It promotes good gut health.
Okay, makes sense. And finally, the shopper's checklist. If we're going to do this, we need to buy the right stuff.
You have to prioritize quality. First, if you have any digestive issues or just want the purest form, go for whey isolate.
Check. What's next?
Look for labels that say grass-fed or cold-filtered. The material cites these as cleaner, more nutrient-rich methods that preserve more of the good stuff.
And the final checks for legitimacy, the market is flooded with these products.
Two things. Make sure it has minimal added sugar or artificial fillers. You want the protein, not a dessert. And most importantly, look for a third-party tested label.
That's the gold standard.
It's your guarantee that what's on the label is actually what's in the tub. It's about purity and trust.
Now, this deep dive is all about applying knowledge. The Puttcott guides really encourage you to listen to your body and track your results.
This is the optimization phase. Start a simple journal and look for two kinds of feedback.
Fast and slow.
Exactly. The fast feedback is immediate. Are you feeling fuller after breakfast? Any tummy issues? How's your energy?
And the slow feedback would be the more tangible, long-term changes.
Precisely. Better performance in your workouts, faster recovery. Maybe you're seeing actual changes in body composition. More muscle, a thinner waist.
You should track that data, and then you can adjust your timing or maybe switch from concentrate to isolate.
And you fine-tune the whole process based on what works for you.
So looking ahead, how does whey stay relevant with nutrition science changing so fast?
The trend is all about personalization and functional foods. Whey isn't going away, it's just getting smarter.
Smarter how?
We're seeing smarter delivery systems, protein-boosted snacks, even plant-whey hybrid blends.
Yeah.
It stays relevant because its foundation, that high-quality, complete protein with tons of leucine, is just, frankly, unmatched.
So let's wrap this all up for you. What the Puttcott eBooks show is that whey protein is a natural, powerful, and incredibly versatile tool for your overall wellness.
It's about muscle, yes, but also metabolism, immunity, and effective weight management. It's a true all-around health booster.
It really is.
So, given everything we've talked about today, the incredible versatility here, we want to leave you with one final thought to consider.
Okay.
Will your first step be adding it to a post-gym shake for that rapid muscle synthesis? Or will you integrate it into your breakfast blend tomorrow morning to start your entire day with steady, sustained fuel?
The choice is yours. Thank you for joining us for this deep dive. And remember, you can go so much deeper into all the guides and ebooks we referenced today.
The source of all this knowledge is right there for you.
Visit www.puttcott.com for more detailed knowledge on health and wellness.
Thank you for listening to the Puttcott Podcast.